If someone had been sick for a while, you'd say, well, he's up and about now, but he still looks a bit...
Well, I'd say puny, but then okay. Weak. Weak would be he still looks awful weak or pale.
And if someone was in good shape, you'd say he's big and...
Big and strong.
And what if he's getting a little overweight, or if he's just kind of built big, but he's still strong? What would you say?
He's putting on weight.
Do you ever call him stout or husky?
Stout is referred to husky and stout. They're all the same, practically the same thing. In other words, they're built heavy.
Mm-hmm.
That would be a stout, a husky. The one a husky would be a kind of a short individual. A strong person could be a tall person, you know, or a large person. And now it could be used for a small person that's real strong.
Mm-hmm. Would you ever use the word stout talking about butter that was turning bad?
Well, we use the word rancid, but I've heard people say call it stout.
Mm-hmm. Someone who's always smiling and doesn't lose their temper, you say he's
got a pleasant disposition.
Okay, and someone like a teenage boy who's just all arms and legs, you call him?
Well, I don't know.
What if someone's always stumbling and dropping things?
He's awkward.
Huh?
He'd be awkward.
And if a person keeps on doing things that don't make any sense, you'd say he's just a plain...
dummy, I guess.
Okay. What about fool? Would you ever use that word?
No.
Have you heard that used? How does that sound to you, to call someone a fool?
Oh, fool. Well, the word is used a lot of times when it's not necessary to use. You shouldn't ever call anyone a fool. I don't think it's right to...
Because of the Bible?
You shouldn't ever call a man a fool, or anyone a fool, actually. That goes back to the Bible. It's not right. You shouldn't call anyone a fool. But then I don't know I do know it's everything on earth is God's creation. You shouldn't desecrate any of God's creations, yourself included.
Mm-hmm. What would you say about someone who had a whole lot of money but would really hang on to his money, wouldn't spend it?
Well, he's commonly known as a miser.
Okay. Anything else you'd call him?
Tight one.
When you say that a person is common, what does that mean?
Well, you just, I don't know. If you use it here, it would be just ordinary.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in England, common is a branch of the government.
Mm-hmm.
The commoner is a branch of the government. Here, common means just the ordinary. He's just common, ordinary, so and so and so and so.
Would it take on a different meaning if you said that a girl was common?
Well, it would to a certain extent. It's according to how the other person interpreted what you said. But common means just ordinary.
Mm-hmm. What would you say about an older person who still has a lot of energy, gets around real well, doesn't seem to get tired?